Programming tools. In order to process your data, you will need special programming tools so you can tell the data what you want it to do. You have already mentioned that machine learning is a branch of computer science. This is where that comes into play. In the introduction, we said that the three most common languages for data science are Python, R, and C++. Choosing which one is right for you will depend on your experience and what you are planning to do with your data. The most common language for data science is Python. It was created in 1991 by Guido van Rossum, and is notable because it is easier to read than other programming languages. It's still being developed and improved today. It's not complicated to learn, and is compatible with most relevant data types. It also has applications outside of mere data manipulation that will be useful in machine learning. Python has several free packages that you can install, which have been created to give you shortcuts to common data science tools. These packages have shortcuts for codes that are commonly used in machine learning, which makes you must do less of the work. Pandas is a must-have library of tools for data scientists working with Python. It allows you to manipulate time series data and tabular datasets more easily. It shows your data in rows and columns so that it's easier to manage, in much the same way that you would look at data in Microsoft Excel. It's easy to find online and free to download. Pandas is helpful when you're looking at datasets in CSV format. NumPy is a helpful program to do data processing faster using Python. It works similarly to MATLAB, and it can handle matrices and multidimensional data. It will help you import large datasets easier. Scikit-learn is another library of the machine learning function. With Scikit-learn, you will have easy access to many of the algorithms that we have mentioned earlier, which are commonly used in machine learning. Algorithms like classification, regression, clustering, support vector, random forest, and k-means have shortcuts so that a lot of the grunt coding is done for you. R is the third option. It's free to use and open source. R can be used for both data mining and machine learning. It's popular for those who are new to data science because of its availability. It can't handle the larger datasets required for more advanced machine learning operations, but it's not a bad place to start if you are new to data science and computer programming. In order to run these programs, you will need a computer. Usually a regular laptop or desktop computer will be powerful enough to process smaller and medium-sized datasets, especially when you are new to machine learning. Although GPUs or graphics processing units have existed for some time, their accessibility has increased in recent years, which makes data science more accessible. It has been a breakthrough in the field of data science because the field is no longer limited to labs with massive computers. GPUs are known for being the power behind video games. They allow a computer to interpret multiple points at once, which is essential for processing volumes of data. Now, GPUs allow us to do a lot more with much less computer hardware. The predecessor, CPU cores, had multiple control units that allowed information to be processed all at once. Rather than having multiple control units, the GPU has a much larger web of cores that can all handle different processes all at once. One GPU card can contain almost 5,000 processors. It's a major advancement for artificial intelligence and machine learning. They can help make the processing of neural networks much faster. C and C++ are other common data analysis languages. The advantage of C++ is that it has a very powerful language. It can process massive datasets very quickly. Data scientists using massive datasets often choose to use C++ for its speed and processing power, especially when working with datasets over a terabyte. C++ can process 1 gigabyte of data in about a second. This makes it especially useful for deep learning algorithms, neural network models with 5 to 10 layers and huge datasets. This type of model might be overwhelming for software that isn't as fast. If you are doing more advanced machine learning and you have multiple GPUs, then C++ might be the language for you. C++ is capable of just about anything. It's a very versatile language. The downside is that the libraries in C++ aren't as extensive as those in Python. This means that when you are writing code for your data and model, you'll likely be starting from scratch. No matter what kind of projects you decide to do, there will be roadblocks as you write your code. Having a library that can help you when you get stuck will enable you to learn and work faster.